go back to St. Louis Public Radio in the studios there with Jason Rosenbaum, a reporter who's been on this story all week. Your thoughts this week? What's it like to have your community being viewed by the entire world?
It's a bit uncomfortable. I mean, St. Louis is a fairly large media outlet, especially when you put it in context with other parts of Missouri. But when you're on the streets and you see a television camera everywhere from places around the country and around the world, it's really magnifying some of the inherent issues that we've been struggling with for years, if not decades, and putting it under what I like to call an international microscope. It's uncomfortable, but in some ways it's necessary.
And sometimes that microscope doesn't reveal the detail that you really want to explore here. I'm going to play some tape of voices from the St. Louis area who have aired on your station this week. Here's Jay Mattson from Athens, Ohio, who has a very interesting story. Let's listen.
Just being African-American and seeing a kid that's like only 2 years older than me get shot for what seems like no reason. And it's really, it's just sad, and it makes me worried about like how I'm going to act when I leave the small town that I live in now, because like everyone grew up with me and they knew who I was. But when I move away, I don't know how other people are going to react to me.
Now, Jason Rosenbaum, is it the case that that family detoured their vacation to join the protests?
I don't know if they were on vacation, but they're an Athens, Ohio family that purposely drove to Ferguson to join a protest across the street from the Ferguson Police Department. The two parents are white and Jay Mattson is black. And it really, this entire situation struck a nerve for them because their son is 16 years old, 2 years younger than Michael Brown. And as you just heard, for someone who is basically of the age of this young man who got shot, he wonders if this situation could have happened to him. And I think that really crystallizes right there how much of a national issue this has become. We can talk about the media presence. We can talk about what's going on in Ferguson. But the fact that people are going out of their way to come here because they believe that the protest movement that's emerged is that right, I think really speaks volumes.
Hmm. Well, the emotions there in St. Louis have really been all over the map on your station. Here's one example.
I'm very tired of people just simply dismissing the rioting and looting as if it didn't matter at all. I'm not sure we'd all be still here having these conversations if it weren't for those actions. And also, it's not random at all. People were not damaging homes. They were just damaging the businesses, which is what brings the police to the neighborhood. So, I mean, I'm not legitimizing everything, but I do think that those people have called us all to the table and in large part are the reason we're still talking about this.
I just, want to reiterate the inflammatory nature of both sides of this case. When they're referring to the police officer as a killer, which to me is inflammatory, he is lawfully allowed to carry a weapon. He was acting in the role that he was hired and is legally bound to do. We don't have the whole story. And, you know, we need to find out all the facts. And that's where I'm coming from, is just for justice. It's just so frustrating to hear this officer, you know, be made into a villain. I don't know what people expect the police to do.
Speak to the complexity there in your community of that emotional response as you've seen it.
I think you can kind of encompass the complexity with the burned down gas station that many people went to for the protest. Some people who came there from around the region and around the country saw that as kind of a symbol of this growing movement, an uneasy symbol. I don't think they condoned the looting or the vandalism. In fact, they explicitly repudiated it, but they came there because they feel it's an important historical place where a broader movement has started. Mm. But then when you speak to people around that gas station that used it to get food, they don't see it very positively. They see it as a loss of an opportunity to go to a place where they got everyday necessities. So that shows the complexity right there.
Jason Rosenbaum at St. Louis Public Radio.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.